Jean Godden has heard a lot of stories over the years. She was a columnist for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times, and she was on the Seattle City Council for 12 years. She almost missed the chance, though, to collect those stories in one place. Godden had a heart attack in December of 2015, just 3 days after leaving her city council office for the last time. As soon as she was released from the hospital, she began to write. Now 87 years old, Godden has a book out, Citizen Jean, although she told me that title was not her first choice.
Well, my working title was Confessions of a Badass, which is actually, I didn't make that up. The stranger called me a badass, and I'm proud of it. I figured I'd embrace it.
Citizen Jean is a nice title, but nothing like that.
Well, that's true. I didn't want to concentrate very much on me. I was much more interested in telling stories about Seattle. I'm a reporter at heart.
In the book, you talk about politicians who have hostility to the press. You talk about problems involving City Light and the police department, all kinds of things you saw over your time as both a columnist and an elected official. We've heard about those things still in recent years, though different players, perhaps different levels of severity. Does history repeat itself, or is it different now?
Well, I don't know. I think with Seattle, it hasn't really repeated itself so very much. Seattle has always been a little bit different. And actually, I thought of myself in some ways as a Seattle anthropologist. I was figuring out what it is about Seattle that makes it different than the rest of the country. If you talk about repeating, I think you can look possibly at some of our political figures and say, well, this is like so-and-so, but much more liberal.
How has the city changed in the time you've been watching?
Well, for one thing, it became a big city. When I arrived here when I was 17, right out of high school.
You graduated high school in 1950.
Yes, that is correct, and I was in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia at the time. As a military brat, that was my 16th undergraduate school.
Wow. And so you come here, and what's the city like?
It's a small town. People hadn't heard of it. When I said I was going to go live in Seattle to my friends back in Virginia, they said, well, isn't it right up next to Nome? No, it isn't next to Nome. We went across the country, my mother, my brother, and I. My father had already arrived, and we came in over the old floating bridge. And it was an August day around noon, and the sun was out, and it was absolutely splendid and wonderful. And I immediately know this is a place that I loved.
You wrote for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and then the Seattle Times, most notably as a city columnist for years. You know, the print edition of the PI is gone. The Times has had repeated layoffs. What do you think as you look at the newspaper world today?
I'm very, very scared because I think the most important thing that a citizen has is an opportunity to get good, credible information. And that's something that you get from a lot of sources. You get it from radio. You get it from TV. But you do get it from print newspapers. And they really, in a lot of respects, set the agenda.
A career in journalism, a career in public office, kind of opposite sides of the same world. Did working in public office as a city council member shape your view of journalism or change your view of journalism at all?
No, I don't think so. I think that my problem was that I tended to trust the journalists too much because they had been friends and managed to get into trouble on a number of occasions. I remember one reporter asking me about a certain study involved in biotech. I said, no, I had not read that study. I'm just woefully ignorant. Mm. And guess what the tagline was? Mm. Woefully ignorant.
Yeah. What about the other way? Did working in journalism inform the way you behaved as a public official?
Oh, definitely. One of my very first jobs when I became a council member was to be chair of the Energy and Environment Committee, which meant that City Light was one that I was overseeing. And we had to confirm a new superintendent for City Light. And how do you go about that? What do I do? Well, I guess the only thing that I knew how to do was that I would investigate this gentleman, Jorge Carrasco. And when we got through, we had a book that was 2-3 inches of information that we collected on him. And we handed it out to each of the council members so that they might know everything that we had found out. But that was not something that had been done thoroughly like that before. He did leave with a little bit of discontent at the very end, but he did some very good things during the 11 years that he was there, including when I took over, City Light was badly in debt, about 85% in debt because of the Enron crisis. And people's rates went up very, very steeply. And by the time Jorge left, I think the utility was only about 55% in debt, which is about what they expect it should be.
There's a lot in your book about the sexism you encountered, both in newspapers and as a public official. I mean, you mentioned like an editor commenting on your physique after a job interview.
Oh, indeed. Yes. He said, you have good legs for an editorial writer.
How do you respond to that? You know,
at the time, I hardly thought about it. But looking back, I think it was probably a good deal of misogyny.
To have to constantly be on in those moments and try to react to whatever might come your way, and even later in public life as a city council member.
Especially when you're running for office. I had three very challenging, I would say, campaigns. And in most cases, I had about 4 or 5 men who were running in the same race. People would pay attention to what the men would say, and they would sort of ignore you.
If somebody is listening to this and they're new to the city, what do you hope they know as they kind of begin their Seattle life?
Well, I hope they'll know that we care a great deal about the environment. I hope that they will know that we care a good deal about community and about activism, that, you know, there are things that we need to tell our city council members. We now have districted city council members, which, by the way, I did not have as long as I was a council member. I represented the city as a whole. So I hope that they will want to engage with the groups in their neighborhood and their community and on their street.
Jean Godden, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much. It's always fun to be on the other side of the notebook.
Jean Godden was a columnist for both the Seattle PI and the Times, and then spent 12 years as a Seattle City Council member. Her new book is Citizen Jean: Riots, Rogues, Rumors, and Other Inside Seattle Stories.